We do not.
So you haven't decided where you're gonna go? Okay. Madison's cool.
AP credits, I would fulfill the mandatory credits in a year.
Good for you.
So I graduate 1 year early.
All right, it's 6:30, Wednesday, March 13th. We're going to call the judiciary and law enforcement meeting to order. First up, at 6:30, is citizens' comments. Any citizens wishing to speak, you have 5 minutes. Please step up. Table, if you state your name and address for the record. Citizens' comments. Seeing none, citizens' comments are closed. 6:31, moving on. Supervisors' comments. Any supervisors have any comments at this time? Seeing none, 6:31, moving on. Chairman comments. I have one. I met with Lieutenant Ed Van Tine to go through the new CEMP, the Comprehensive Emergency Management Plan. If this is kind of a condensed working version of the old one, when
that's condensed.
Yes, yeah. You should see the old one. The old one's this thing, and it's FEMA made counties do this. In Kenosha, there was a grant. Given Kenosha wasn't one of the counties that got the grant, but I believe off the top of my head, Racine was one of them. So Kenosha piggybacked Racine. It's a changeable working document. It goes down to detail on different steps that emergency management, different teams go through, from financial management all the way to disaster control and so on and so forth. We can change it. So really, in a nutshell, it's a paring down to something that is more user-friendly for all the emergency management, dispatch, or law enforcement support, so on and so forth. So anybody wishing to look at this, you're more than welcome to take it, and so on and so forth. They're going to bring this to us in April for discussion. And I think Donna sent an email out to everybody if they have any questions or concerns. You're more than welcome to this. It's pretty interesting.
Will it be coming to this committee in April?
Yeah, that's the plan. He said he had a couple other corp councils looking at this again, and they were making a couple changes, just as some verbiage, but this is basically the draft. But Supervisor Novo made a comment, yeah, this is the condensed version. Honestly, the other one was really this big, you know, all of that big. So it's pretty interesting on what they've done. I'm glad that we took the time to piggyback Racine, and Racine help us, because it was quite expensive with the comprehensive plan and the people that had to be hired, the consultants, to do this. So I think it's pretty interesting, and I think it'll be good for the county going forward in the future. And that's all I have. It's 6:54. Approval of the minutes, February
13, 2013. Motion to approve.
Approved by Supervisor Boyd Frederick, second by Supervisor Angie Montemiro. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Approval of the minutes carries. Moving along, number six, at 6:34, resolution from Kenosha County Sheriff's Department, cabaret license for Jetty's Bar.
Yes, sir. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I have two cabaret license resolutions. First one is for Jetty's Bar, who was on a probationary license that now expires, or coming up on expiration. It is a tavern located in the town of Brighton, and they have met with all the proper inspections on our behalf, and there are no violations on their operation in the past 12 months. So I would recommend that they do obtain their cabaret license.
Any questions? Any supervisors have any questions? Hampton Lake, I got a question.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking through this. There was 4 total calls for service?
That's correct.
Okay. Is this a common issue or not really? Or?
Well, each one of these is a process of inspecting. In this case, they are waiting for a building inspection, and we have to make sure that it's done before we can go ahead forward with their cabaret.
Okay.
Because it is in the town of Brighton, I believe they have to subcontract that out. So it was a process of meeting them a couple of times before it was actually completed. But it has been completed based on the report I got from our inspectors. And that's what the 4 calls
were. Okay. All right. Appreciate that. Supervisor Noble, your
question? I recall that both the owners of Jetties and Kickstand came to the Judiciary and Law meeting for the probationary cabaret license. Is it they're not required to come before the committee for the...
I don't believe they are.
Okay.
Just the practice in the past has been that they were only required for the probationary unless there was some kind of a problem or an issue.
Okay. I'm just asking.
That could be changed if any, the new committee members would like it to, but that's just been past practice.
Anything else, Supervisor? Any other supervisors have any other questions? Seeing none, can I have a motion approved?
So moved.
Second.
Motion approved by Supervisor Ron Johnson, seconded by Supervisor Boyd Frederick. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Second cabaret license is for Kickstand LLC. Mr. Michael?
That is correct. This is all in the town of Salem. The Kickstand Tavern we have been to a few times in the past 12 months, most notably back in June of 2012 for a outdoor noise complaint. Basically, they had a band playing and were not permitted to do so. The owner was cited back then, but since then we haven't had any major incidences there at Jetty, so I would not, or correction, to Kickstand. So I would recommend also that they do go ahead and get their cabaret license as well.
Any supervisors have any questions? Supervisor
Noble? Well, I kind of remember the situation in June of 2012. Did they ever have any problems prior to? It's almost like this starts with June of 2012. Is there issues prior to June of 2012?
We do have a couple. It goes back to March of 2012. There was a conduct complaint there. Somebody was arrested. Two people were charged with probably DC battery. Must have been a fight situation. Were charged with that at the establishment. And then prior to that, also in March, they did respond to an unlicensed bartender complaint. However, the deputies didn't find them there or find any violation at the time. Those would be the only thing that was back in 2012 that were noted, at least I noted on this report. There are some other instances that go further back, but most of that is for the inspection purposes, et cetera, for the cabaret license that really is a call for service.
I just seem to remember something about Kickstand. Maybe it's this, but I just seem to remember something beyond that. Have they actually used the cabaret license and had entertainment with no complaints, or is it something they took out for 6 months as a probationary thing, never used it, and now they're going to start using it?
No, they've been up and running. The citation that they received was for an outdoor band, loud music situation, and that's separate from the understanding that I have, and they did not have that at the time. And according to the owner, he just didn't have time to get it. So he was cited for having the outdoor music.
So they have, in the last 6 months, have had indoor entertainment without any complaints from the neighbors?
That's correct.
Okay.
At least none that we've had to respond to.
Okay. That's good.
Actually, I was kind of asking the same thing. But so what you told us about is the only event where there was a call that the establishment would have been at fault.
Was the permit situation correct?
Okay. All right.
Anything else, Supervisor Johnson?
Nope.
Supervisor McFerrin?
I don't know, but I seem to remember too. Did they have like a beer garden that they had set up out there or something when that happened? because now the weather's going to get warm. So the question is, are they ready for outdoor? Was that what happened? I remember them having something too. I thought they had a, I don't, did they have that party outside when they had that citation?
Correct.
They did?
Yes.
So if the weather gets nice, are they going to be outside again? That's the question.
I'm assuming they so, but if they're going to have an outdoor band, they have to permit that separate. Let us know.
Okay.
So I think legal is, and you can correct me if I'm wrong.
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, I was actually there the night he was cited. So he knew he was supposed to be properly permitted. It was a special birthday party for, I think, for him or an employee. He knew he was supposed to have a temporary cabaret, special event cabaret. He didn't have it applied for in time, so he went ahead with the party because he intentionally knew he was violating the law. He wasn't, you know, he received a citation, and then right after is when he went and applied for the probationary cabaret to have this in the future. He does know the rules. That night specifically, I told him, he's been a bar owner for a long time. He knows the rules, and that particular night, he told me the time got away from him. He didn't get the permit for the application in time with the clerk's office.
Okay. Thank you, Kathy. Supervisor Reddy, you got something? Supervisor Frederick? Okay. Any other supervisors? Nothing there. Can I have a motion to approve, please?
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve. Can I have a second? Motion approved by Supervisor Anita Johnson, second by Supervisor Doug Noble. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Thank you. Thanks, Captain. Thanks. Moving on, we have 42, discussion regarding the courthouse security. Who's up on that? Captain Halson?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, we came with some reports, but I guess I would field questions or concerns of a specific nature because there's many arenas to discuss. Lieutenant Mark Levin is here as well. He's actually the lieutenant in charge of the courthouse security of the Sheriff's Department.
Okay, I'll start with that. It was brought to my attention in the executive committee by Vice Chairman Kibicki about some 4-foot wall where you come into the courthouse where things could get passed over, you know, potentially. So that's how I kind of opened this up for discussion to see if there's how things are moving there in the courthouse. I was told by Sheriff Beth, pretty good. I mean, I'm sure every courthouse has their issues.
Thank you.
You know, I mean, most of the people in there, I'm sure, are not there because they're visiting. Mm-hmm. You know, that would be my guess anyways. So that's where this all came to just discuss one, like you say, specific question that any supervisors have. Please forward them to the captain. But that's how this all came to be. If you kind of give
sure.
an overview and a preface sure. of where we're at and where we're going with
Lieutenant
it.
Lieutenant Levin just oversaw a new installation of the new scanning machines. However, that wall that you're talking about, it isn't the most secure area. It's a public building, and we recognize that we could do it in a much more secure fashion if we had the personnel and the infrastructure, because it is a public building and we don't want to have it be like going into the airport where you have to have full-out body scans and such. Lieutenant Levin probably can speak to this conference he went to last week about courthouse security with the courts. So, but that wall is, it is possible that if these officers who are at the front door are not doing their jobs as diligently as we would hope, that something could be passed.
Okay. Well, and I guess there's an aspect that you want it to be semi people friendly too. That's what you're saying. You don't want it to be abrasive. Am I right on that?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. The wall was designed, it was twofold, to separate incoming and outgoing officers. Also, it was designed for aesthetic reasons, for the point you just made, to make it friendly to the public. They didn't want, you know, a giant 8-foot, you can't see through a wall type thing. They wanted to be a welcoming type of entrance foyer. So, but we haven't had problems as of yet. Not to say it can't happen, but as of yet, it's a deterrent, and people respect the wall, so to speak.
Okay. Supervisor Arrington, do you have something?
Yeah, I was just going to add that, you know, for all the different times that I've ever had to come into the courthouse, it seemed like the officers were 100% on point with their job. You know, you come in, you empty all the items out of your pocket into those bins, and then you step through, and sometimes they'll even wand you down, and then the items are returned to you. But there's normally two officers there. I know one is standing and one is at the machine, and it's like a one way in, one way out, because I remember one time I tried to go out of the side door. You can't get in but one way, and you can't go out but one way. So I would say from my own personal experience of going in there that it's pretty secure, you know. It seems like that they handle the traffic very well through there. People are patient. Some of the people, there's a two-way door there. They're standing there. They wait their turn. When the people come into the courthouse, they understand this is where you're coming to take care of business. It's not like a mad dash to come through there. I've never seen anyone not cooperate. You put your things in those bins, and you're scanned, and then you come through. And I've never seen anybody be able to really get anything through there. So I just wanted to add that. I think they do a really good job over there with what they're protecting in the courthouse.
You know, I've given it a lot of thought since we talked about it, since you brought it up at the last meeting, and we do have these machines here to serve a purpose. And you have to think about what would the intentions be of somebody who would be trying to get something in. Obviously, they'd have a malicious agenda. Mm-hmm. And obviously, they'd try to think of some way to get around it, causing a distraction. You know, something to distract somebody, to hand somebody something or toss something over the wall. So, you know, we have two alternatives. We can, you know, put a glass over the wall or somehow block it so nobody can do that. But then, you know, you have to consider the amount, what are the risks of that happening? I mean, yeah, obviously I don't think somebody, the average person, is going to try to just sneak something through. It's going to be somebody who obviously has their mindset on harming somebody inside the courthouse. So you have to just think about what's the risk of that actually happening and how hard would they try, and, you know, what's our obligation to prevent that person from having the opportunity to do that. So I don't think it would be an everyday kind of thing or have anything to do with the amount of traffic going in and out. I think it would be that one circumstance where somebody has that agenda. You know, granted, here probably the risk is very small, but the way it is it possible that they could? Yes. So, you know, that's something that we just have to weigh.
I would agree with the supervisor's comments that they do a fine job. We're not saying that they're not.
And it's never been implied, mm-hmm. just so you know.
Right.
Absolutely.
It's a very difficult job that they do because mm-hmm. We've all been there to wait in line and be impatient, and I have my hearing's coming up. They're doing a fine job. From a worst-case scenario perspective, that's what cops think about, mm-hmm. you know. We could be a lot more secure. However, is that fiscally responsible to the community, or is that aesthetically responsible? I don't know those questions. Mm-hmm. I don't know the answers to those questions. But they do a fine job. We have deputies in the courtroom, in the courthouse all the time. Lieutenant Love and I have both been in the courtroom as much as we can. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, if we were truly faced with a determined, you know, horrible individual, there could be a distraction or a use of force or something that our security would be compromised. Because truly determined people are going to find a way.
Absolutely. And if we even do put up the glass, too, you have to take into account that most likely they'll just wait outside. Somebody who wants to do something is going to find a way to do it.
20 years ago, no one would ever conceive the grade school being shut up. And it's a fact of life in our community.
Absolutely.
Now, in our society.
Absolutely.
Anything else, Supervisor? Mm-hmm. Supervisor Nolan?
I recall in the beginning, is it still so that attorneys don't have to go through the scanning part of it?
You are correct, sir. They have a pass that is issued through, I believe, the Circuit Courts, where they can bypass the scanners and walk
And do they check the pass? Do they, I mean, is it like you show your pass, it's got your picture on it?
I believe they are obligated to do so prior to letting those attorneys through.
Okay. How do you feel about that? Are you comfortable with attorneys going through without going through the scanner?
My personal preference, everybody should go through that scanner.
I personally feel they should as well.
Everybody should.
Especially the attorneys.
That's the attorneys. That was the comment.
If you want to start addressing, where would you, okay, I don't want to put words in anybody's mouth. Where would you think would be, if you were going to, you know, take things baby steps and say every year we're going to do something a little more secure with our security, would that be the something you would want to start with? Would be that number one, or is there something else that's number one in your mind?
Well, that absolutely. You've got people that are attorneys and other officials that come into the courthouse that do have these passes. Sometimes they bring in unintentional contraband and or contraband. Simple as a pair of scissors, a letter opener, stapler, what have you. And they may have that in a briefcase or the pocket or, you know, a set of keys with a nail clip or a nail file. These are the things that the security personnel are collecting from the public as they enter into our courthouse. These are also the things that attorneys may have on their person or in the briefcases that, again, is unintentional or intentional contraband. And those are things we'd like to prevent from coming into the courthouse, because these same attorneys will deal with clientele that come in not only as general public, but also as inmates. And you know, people that are facing a very long time of incarceration have nothing to lose. So, absolutely, your point is well taken. That was discussed just recently at the conference I attended, that, you know, for true safety, everybody should go through it. It's like one way in, one way out. It's like Walmart. The biggest comment that shocked so many people was, Walmart has one way in and one way out. You're greeted at the front, and you only come in one way, and you leave the other way. So, absolutely.
So, you're saying that that would be your number one suggestion? Of a security enhancement? It would
be on the, absolutely the top three. I mean, there's other things that can be done. Listening, I mean, if I get back to the conference I attended, we are probably better than 85% to 90% of the counties in the state of Wisconsin as courthouse security goes. There are many, many courthouses through the state and that don't have even, you know, scanners or even anybody at the front door. People are using tape, regular tape, to cordon off hallways. They don't have armed personnel. It's deputy sheriffs walking the courthouse. They don't have security personnel. This is wide open to the public. We are leaps and bounds above with our court security, but it can always get better. And again, having everybody go through, absolutely. Continually have, you know, armed personnel, deputy sheriffs in the courthouse. We do have armed personnel in the courtrooms as bailiffs is another huge step, you know, for something to get accomplished.
You mean they shouldn't have?
They should.
Oh, they should.
Should have as much police presence in a courthouse, I believe, as possible.
Well, and I think I was hearing on the radio, Milwaukee County, as big as they are, they don't have any security in their courthouse?
That may be true. I know more about the federal courthouse than Milwaukee. That may be true. It's not a question of if, it's going to be when. So we're trying to prepare the best we can with what we are doing currently at our courthouse, and we try to make it better, you know, every year.
Well, in my opinion, it's not if the committee wanted, had any, you know, had a desire to do it, we could amend it. It was certainly within our power to amend the security, whatever it was, resolution, and require everybody to pass through it. I do know that when I think I was on this committee, we had, at the time, we had three attorneys on the county board, and they sort of, when we went to security, it was the same concept. I mean, let's just get it started, and I believe the three attorneys, they didn't want their fellow attorneys to have to go through the security. So we got it started, and it's been how many years now we've been doing security?
It's been quite a few. Yeah.
Yeah, so we haven't really modified it one time at all from the beginning, other than get more modern equipment. I heard two of us feel that the, I heard Ron Johnson agree with me that we probably should add attorneys to it and, you know, modify the security resolution or ordinance or whatever it is.
Anything else from Reginald?
I was just wondering what the consensus of the committee was, if I may ask.
I just have a follow-up to his. Yeah. Now, attorneys go in. Do staff get the same privilege, or do they have to go through it?
And the staff have to walk through.
So it's just attorneys, okay.
Just attorneys, and let everybody be clear, they buy a badge for, what, $15 a year or something like that?
I don't know the exact amount.
And I know there was an issue that some attorneys weren't paying for their badge, and they knew the guys, and they'd walk through. Let's just be honest, you know what I mean? Open and honest as far as what goes on here, day in and day out, you know? So, you know, it is what it is type thing. So with that, we'll keep it open with Supervisor Momos. Any comments with attorneys coming through discussion?
I totally agree that they should walk through. I do not think they should pass.
With respect to the sensitivity of asking attorneys or even the judiciary to walk through security posts, the Sheriff's Department would also advocate for that, because that is the more secure thought. But that is a tough battle, because there's a lot of people who will not want to be troubled or have to wait in line, and it's snowing and it's raining, and I can't believe it. I mean, everybody in the entire courthouse knows who Terry Rose is. So
really?
Should we make Mr. Rose?
I never would have guessed.
Should we make Mr. Rose wait, because he's been in the courthouse 9 million times? But from a security standpoint, with recognition of that sensitivity of the noses that would be out of joint, the Sheriff's Department would advocate for no exemptions whatsoever.
Supervisor Johnson?
Well, you know, we could do something like at the airlines, how, you know, the flight attendants, and they get to go right up front. I mean, we don't want to have judges standing in line waiting, of course. And if an attorney has to be in the courtroom, we want them to get there on time. So, I mean, we could let them
good idea.
Go first.
Yeah, I don't think this is something that we're going to hammer out and put a stamp on tonight. It's just something that...
Along with that, we could charge them $15 to get the card to give them the right to go to the front of the line.
Now we're thinking.
Yeah.
Cast pass.
Still got to go through, though.
Supervisor Arrington?
I agree with everything that you all are saying, but the reason why we're here is Supervisor Kubicki brought something to our attention about the wall. I want to get back to this wall and what potentially could be handed over this wall that would pose a threat or a danger in the courthouse. You know, we weren't talking about these other issues that we've interjected into the conversation. We came in here, this is on our agenda, because there's an issue with the wall. Like, apparently the wall is not high enough. So I just want you to walk me through, in maybe a worst case scenario, what could possibly be handed over this wall that would pose a threat or a danger to the people? Go ahead.
You made a very good point earlier that a distraction would be the easiest thing to distract those two officers who are doing their job well. But that distraction, all it would take would be a backpack with a small...
Like a gun?
A gun or a bomb in it.
Okay.
It's not a big bag that could conceal a gun. It could just be a backpack.
So it would have to come with someone out of the line that's in line to be scanned.
Right. They do have to come through the front entrance of the courthouse. But that distraction that was your point earlier is extremely well said, that's all it would take.
Okay.
Would be that distraction. An argument between two seemingly unrelated people, well, then the officers turn their attention to those people, and the next person in line passes the bag, you know, someone who's already been screened. It would conceivably be very easy to put something over that wall in that scenario.
So we're coming through. So this is the scanner and the table and all that. These are two. Where are they passing it to? Over on this side, at the exit side?
Over to the left. Right, correct.
Okay, so that person would have to come around.
All the way through and come around.
They have to already come through and come around.
They could just be in the courthouse.
They could have been in the courthouse.
They could have just
already
been in the courthouse.
And be waiting on the text or the signal or something like that.
Right.
Okay, so what would you say that we need to do to secure that?
We can look at the topography of that entrance and see mm-hmm. if there's a way to divide that. Or somebody suggested raising the wall with some plexiglass or, you know, something like that might be in order. it's not something that can't be
addressed.
It might just be simply moving the barrier
in a different
line. But at some point, that is a wide open entryway. You know, I suppose you could toss something up to the second floor, you know, from that lower. You know, I mean, there's a million what-if scenarios. If you were truly a dedicated bad guy, people plan these things for lifetimes.
Because you see where I'm going with this? Okay, I get it. We're going to make everyone walk through, and we got the line. It's a bigger line now, which potentially opens this thing up for a bigger distraction. Now you've only got two officers here. Are you going to need another presence of law enforcement in that area or something of that nature? Because now a fight breaks out in this huge mosh-posh, and we've still got the same size wall that someone can hand the bomb or the guns or the knives or the contraband over the wall. So that's why I wanted to make sure that we are addressing, you know, not only the other things that we've brought up, but let's talk about this wall and get that on the agenda also. What I would like to see is you all maybe bring back some suggestions to the next meeting on how maybe we can modify that area to be more secure. And then meanwhile, we can add this other information to amend the security amendment or whatever we have, the resolution, so that we can hit this thing from both sides. Because, see, the issue that brought us here was the fact that potentially there could be a dangerous threat given to someone else that's already in the courthouse. So we need to address that. And that's why I wanted to get back to that. So is that okay with you? I would like to see.
I'm perfect with that.
You know, I mean,
have no problem with it. I don't mind.
Like a sketch or something that says, you know, we can do it like this, and nobody can put nothing. They're not high enough to put anything over the wall. Something.
Or even a emailed photograph.
Yeah, something.
Of what it looks like now.
So yeah.
Everybody can wrap their mind around what it is, you know. On the agenda, we're discussing courthouse security. So
yeah.
It's obviously there's a lot of minutia here.
Yeah.
Supervisor Butler.
First, I want to say the people at the courthouse right now are wonderful, hardworking, and they're still congenial, where when you walk in, it's still. And I got to tell you, when you walked in and that stuff changed, it was kind of like a big abrasive, like, oh my God, now what's going on, you know? And so the wall as is was enough of a barrier to give you that fear, like, oh my God, what am I going into initially? So he is correct. You want something a little bit aesthetic, still functional, where they can't get over it without us feeling like we're walking in a, sure, you know, and that's hard because the courthouse was built so open. And I'd like to tell you, you walk into the Racine courthouse, there is no security. There's a piece of paper that says, we may search you. Yeah, that's it. Seriously, and I've done that many times. And I think in Milwaukee, it was just on the news, they're trying to start to do this. So kudos to you guys. You know, even the people that were there before was wonderful. So I think the thought would just be something more aesthetic, and also doing the attorney fast pass where we just don't feel like, you know, we're in jail already. You know, that is not what you want,
sure,
feeling.
Sure.
That makes people nervous. So it's got to be where you don't feel. So plexiglass is probably
well, but I think we all agree, everybody in the room, the primary concern is safety.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? And with safety comes certain different avenues that maybe some people might not like, as of attorneys having to get searched. And I don't. I'd like to know how the judges feel on this, if they have a feeling on this. Do you know what I mean? I don't know if
I
they care one way or the other.
I have no idea what they might think.
I thought so.
No, as far as the attorneys having to run through a scanner.
But to all the judges, not to
yeah,
be.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
They don't all come through the front door anyway.
They all come through the back
door. They come through the back door.
I'm talking about attorneys.
Yeah. Oh.
I would imagine they philosophically would say, absolutely, everybody should go through without exemption. However, I've known Terry Rose for 40 years. He was a former law partner of mine, and I went to school with him. And so there would be that,
okay,
you know, sensitivity that,
sure,
I mentioned earlier.
Okay. You know, I appreciate that.
And I don't mean to pick on Mr.
No,
Rose,
no, no.
You know,
no,
we know Terry.
Yeah. Yeah.
We know Terry.
Very, very, very tight-knit culture.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Rice Johnson?
You know, first it was me who said about the distraction. But I think we have to keep in mind here that we have to weigh the risk versus the expense. Also, we have to keep in mind that if somebody's going to plan on doing this, putting up plexiglass is not going to stop them. If they're that set on hurting somebody inside the courthouse, they're going to wait until they get out of the courthouse. So somebody, if somebody wants to do this, us putting up plexiglass is not going to stop it. The other point I want to make is, and I'm sure you can, I'm sure you'll agree with this, but for example, when you have a home security system and you have that sign out in front of your house, you cannot even have the security system, and that's offering you a certain amount of protection because people are going by and they're seeing it, so they're just not doing it. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So people just seeing that there
so that
would
paper,
make
piece
them.
Piece of paper and receipt that says you made the sign.
Do you know what I mean? But just having that Brinks sign out in front of your house makes them go someplace else to plan to do it. So I think already just having that security in the front when they stand there, I mean, logically, as a logical person, if I was going to do something, I would already wait till they were outside because I'd have less, you know, I'd have less to get through to get to somebody. So I think, you know, yeah, we can be cautious and we need to make sure everybody's protected. But again, I mean, we can put up the wall and we can't guarantee somebody's not going to park a big truck right out in front with tons of explosive in it that's going to blow up the whole block.
Yeah.
So, you know, where does it end? Where do we, you know, and you gotta kind of weigh things and what's logical and
well, and
what's
I think
practical.
if you can make the courthouse more secure without reinventing the wheel, I think that there's ways to do that that isn't
are they armed?
Taxpayer burden driven and so on and so forth. You know, I mean, I firmly believe that. I mean, we just talked about too, maybe some type of plexiglass that's not very high end cost of, you know, effective, but it would be effective. We talked about everybody getting scanned. Do you know what I mean? To me, you've just, I don't know if you agree with me, you've just upgraded your security from 88% maybe to 94%.
For minimal cost.
Yeah, and
minimal
you're never going to get 100%. Let's just figure it out. You're never going to get
But when
that.
We're talking about redesigning the front and it's just...
No, I don't want to reinvent the wheel on that.
Yeah, no, I'm not meaning you. I mean, there's some of the, you know, I don't think...
Supervisor Fredo.
Not that you need, in case something does happen, there's a plan already in place to get officers in there to take care of the situation.
Yes.
Not that it needs to be out in the public. I just want to make sure that
it
breaks.
Yes.
Okay. Supervisor.
Supervisor Johnson makes a point about hardening the target. Kevin Laker and I were on the SWAT team for many years, and that's what public buildings do. You harden the target in every conceivable way. But you don't harden. You can never harden the target against somebody who's truly dedicated. The U-Haul full of explosives, or the homicidal maniac that comes in and just guns down the security guards, doesn't care how big the wall is because he's going to shoot the security guards and move on.
Absolutely.
So you, at some point, you're right. You will never get to 100% because we don't think evil. We don't perceive the nefarious. None of us can. None of us have that capability. So to truly completely harden the target, we'll never get there, but we can approach it.
Deter.
Mm-hmm.
Supervisor asked about these officers being armed. They are not armed.
That's what, yeah.
Well, the ones in the court cell,
no.
Aren't they?
The deputies are. Deputy
the
sheriffs
deputies.
Are. But,
okay.
But the guys
only,
at the front door
no,
are not.
Oh.
The only armed people in the courthouse are sheriffs.
Right. That's what I noticed.
That's one of the worries that we have identified.
Why are they not armed?
They're private security.
They're private security.
Private.
Oh, I didn't.
Yeah,
they're not
private
security.
There's been an issue with that, obviously, and budget constraints have been an issue in regards to that.
With the fiscal sensitivity thought in the sheriff's department mind, we would want to see that be deputy sheriffs.
I would too. Yeah.
However, that is much more expensive than what we're paying the officers that are there. But like Lieutenant Levin said to me last week, the first two casualties will be those two officers if the really bad guy comes.
Especially if they're not armed, yeah. Could we replace one of them at least?
No, they both need guns.
I think it's something someone to look at in the future,
guard?
You know, to bring up. But do you think governance, do you guys have any questions, comments?
I didn't know what the budget for this was, but if you wanted to make us aesthetically appealing, I'm not sure what the wall looks like or where it's located. I haven't been in the courthouse in a few years. But if you had, it's the Molinaro Courthouse, so not have like a monument of him, or the plexiglass you can etch his face, or the prestigious judges that have been there. So it's appealing to the public, yet safe for the people in the building. I'm not sure what the budget is, but if you're going in favor of the wall to be elevated, then that's one route you can go.
Trevor?
And I'd just like to add that if someone really does want to do something, it's going to happen regardless of what we do. So we just really have to weigh everything.
I've only been in through the security once, and I've been to the federal court. You said you're the federal courthouse, and only once as well. And my recollection was that was way more secure up at the federal courthouse. What did they do? Do they have everybody go through?
Yes, they do. So they have every, and people are armed at the front.
Awesome. So are they officers then?
They have officers or armed or federal marshals, correct? Yeah.
It was way slower getting through.
Absolutely. Too. But, you know, sometimes patience, you need a little patience to get into to ensure people's safety.
Mm-hmm. And they had also very few people moving in and out of the federal courthouse at least the day I was there, and I was there for several attorneys getting sworn in for some to practice in the federal court system. So it seemed like it would have been a fairly busy day, but yet it seemed like it was really, really not busy.
People are there for business and then they leave. Some people just come to our courthouse and spend the day at the courthouse and sit in different courtrooms and see what's going on. We have to wait in line a little bit and have everything searched and everybody got to go through and strollers get checked. It does deter the people that are just going to be here just for the day. But it may also deter the bad guy. They know everybody's going through that scanner and the people at the front desk mean business and are properly prepared to deal with anything incoming. It's a deterrent.
Well, I think that we should ask them to come back, put them on the agenda with a resolution so the public sees that it's not just a discussion. Do the two things that we've talked about tonight, have a suggestion, which I don't think that would actually require wording and necessarily in the I'm going to call it a resolution for lack of remembering what it was. But your suggestion with how to improve that wall, and then language that would require everybody other than the judges to go through the security, possibly with the idea that somebody threw out where they could still get that $15 card or whatever it is, how much, to go to the front of the line. If they don't have the card, they don't go to the front of the line. And then find out what truly is the recommendation or the thoughts of the judiciary as well as the sheriff. I mean, you spoke somewhat for the sheriff department, but you don't really know what the judges think. So we basically will have an opinion from the sheriff, an opinion from the judges, and a potential resolution amendment to vote on at the next meeting with the diagram for the suggestion for the wall. If the chairman wants to put that on the agenda.
I'd like to add one more thing to that, if I could. If you could tell us what it would cost to at least replace one of the guards with an armed sheriff deputy, and if the sheriff thinks that's feasible from the budget. I mean, if we could just even...
Well, let me interject on that. In this budget, it's been in the budget. This has been part of our budget.
Mm-hmm. To replace?
Correct.
Both.
Yes.
Replace both.
Pretty expensive.
It costs.
That's something that should be done at budget time.
Yeah. I don't want to reinvent the wheel on that.
We can do it, but at budget time.
Correct.
No, I just want to know what it costs.
Okay. Yeah, I don't have an issue with that. Yeah. If you can just give us, Captain, if you can just give us some information on that, the cost, spending cost, so on and so forth. But I agree, that needs to be done.
I'm not
budget
asking them on the budget.
But one quick question, security guards, we pay these security guards, right? Are they ever, can you pay to have armed security guards? Is that more expensive? What if the company offers armed security guards? Isn't
you know,
that,
but...
That would be cheap. It's the same
huge
people.
Liability, isn't it?
Could they do this?
That was taken out of the sheriff's permanent hands. I don't know the full history of that, but it's something that I believe the personnel department,
personnel and the security department,
And it's like a contracted employee with the county.
Do we want somebody with a handgun that's not a deputy or a...
I didn't know they didn't have
guns. You know what? At the end of the day, I'm not comfortable with a lay person doing security checks having a handgun. If you're going to go that route, let's have deputies that are sworn public officials.
I just asked.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're opening up a whole different can of worms with that, too.
All right.
I mean, here's how it's going to shake out. Let's come back with what we can do with this wall, whether, you know, some ideas of you know, plexiglass improvement. I kind of like the aesthetically issue, etch something in there, potentially.
Perhaps the chairman of the Judiciary Law Committee.
Yeah. Terry Rose.
Just put his name.
That way.
Wait till he hears about it.
Well, and put this in the record that Doug Noble is the one that wanted to do this. I agree with Supervisor Noble. Let's look at this. Everybody gets scanned through. Badges for attorneys where they can go to a front of a line. Now, here's my only concern with that. You got a line here, and is everybody going to say, excuse me, to get through, or is there, can you put a, is there enough room for somebody to walk to the front?
I believe there is. I think the newest design is such that it's a single line in, one at a time, and not for like a bypass line of sorts.
Can we do something like that? There's not enough room there?
I think that the room is limited on that side of the wall to keep control of that line. We start having people bypassing and stepping aside, and I think you're going to cause a bit of commotion at the walkthrough and scanners, and you may upset quite a few people waiting in line.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to figure out what's the best way to do this. You know, I mean, again,
I'm not... We have very limited room to work with people running.
Terry's going to roll shot.
They're quite efficient with what they do with the scanners. There's no choice about that. They're very well trained.
What the hell?
If it delays an attorney 5-10 minutes, maybe they just need to leave a little 5-10 minutes earlier to, you know, not upset the public. I mean, to me, it's, you know, one line in is great. If you start bypassing people, I think we're going to have some upset citizens thinking, why are they so much more important than I?
I agree with that. Supervisor Johnson, you got a comment? You agree with that?
No, I'm just going to say, you open another can of worms if you do that. You know? I know if I was standing in line and I'd see other guys passing me up, then I have
especially
to stand there and wait.
When five attorneys come walking in at the same time, you know what I mean?
I would be very unhappy.
So, again, this is kind of an issue that I don't want to throw on the table and make a rash decision on, you know what I mean? I really want to make sure it's vetted out and everybody understands, because there's going to be some people that aren't happy about what we may do going forward. And I don't care about that. I care about security. You know, let's get that clear. But, I think where there's, you know, like you say, things change and everybody has to adapt to the change. And if you got to leave 10 minutes early before your court time, I don't know. Again, the bottom line is security.
Well, people standing in line on the airport to get in the plane.
Yeah.
They can do the same thing.
Sure. Here. Trevor, did you have something?
Yeah, maybe I'm missing something. So with the current passes that let the attorneys skip all of the security, if there's only one way in, how do they get in without bypassing all the people?
I was just going
to
ask.
They essentially go in the exit.
They
wave their pass and they walk around.
Yeah, that should have been clarified. They're going through the exit.
So they don't show they don't really show that they're the person on the pass. I mean, if I got a green pass, I could just go
I'm sure the officers know who they are by now. It took them a week to know who all the attorneys are.
Sure, probably.
Yeah, by face, you know. I mean, I'm sure.
But what about attorneys from that aren't from Kenosha?
They would have to go.
They pass through.
Oh, they do.
Mm-hmm. The Kenosha ones are only get the
privilege. So let's start with that.
Sure.
Okay? Can we do that?
It's very easy.
Okay.
We've thought about all of these ideas already. So.
Well, I think the discussion's been great. I really do. I think that there's been a lot of good ideas. Number one concern is safety. You know what I mean? And it's a good thing that Supervisor Noble brought this up for attorneys.
other many other supervisors.
You really want to get that in the minutes.
And would you please bold that, please?
It's going to be a
no. Yeah, it's going to be the news
wait,
tomorrow.
It was a noble thought. It was a noble thought.
So,
write it that way. It was a noble thought.
With that, any other discussion regarding courthouse security? Thank you, Captain Allison. Appreciate it. Thank you, Lieutenant. Thank you, Captain. Appreciate it. It's 7:20. Any other business law by law?
I have a question.
Yes.
What's the status on the command center? Supposed to be on this agenda.
I gotta go.
He told me that until they really know what the nuts and bolts are, they were going to come back with it.
Okay, because it's black. I think it said in here that we're going to bring it back to this meeting.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe you're right.
He did say it.
I think he said it.
Are you going to finish? Anything else to add?
And I did say it.
That's fine. 7:20, I have a motion adjourned.
So moved.
First by Supervisor Ron Frederick.
Ron
Johnson.
Thank you for making me about 40 years older. I'm old enough already.
All those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned. Thank you.
So wait till you turn gray.
Did he get those? Kevin White, did you get those?
If you guys remember the budget, how we priced it for the budget, for the guards, if you remember, what was the cost difference between a security guard and a sheriff being there?
I think it was an extra $100,000.
Oh, yeah. At least. Almost $100,000.
For one person, the difference between...